Welcome in. This is Jungle Warfare Mixing in Ableton Live 12, how to take a call and response riff and make it hit with a chopped vinyl character. Gritty, aggressive mid-range, tight low-end, and most importantly, it feels like a conversation with the break, not a pile-up fighting for attention. We're staying in the mixing zone today, but you'll notice something. In jungle and drum and bass, mixing and arrangement are basically linked, so we're going to mix the sound and we're going to mix the timing, the space and the roles. Call versus response. By the end, you'll have a system. A call group that's the statement, a response group that's the answer, and a riff boss that glues them together and keeps them out of the way of the break and sub. Alright, set your tempo first. Anywhere from 165 to 174 is home base. I like 170 for this lesson. Then set yourself up for translation. Keep headroom. While you're mixing, aim to have your master peaking around -6 dB. Don't chase loudness yet. Now create your groups. Call, response, riff boss with call and response inside it, then breaks and bass for your sub and whatever mid bass you've got. Color code them. Jungle sessions get messy fast, and you don't want to be hunting for tracks when you should be making decisions. Next, let's build the actual call and response source, but quick and intentional. If you want chopped vinyl vibes, audio is your friend. Drop a musical sample onto an audio track. Anything works, a rave stab, a horn hit, a vocal syllable, a pad stab. Then slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transients for slicing if it's punchy, or warp markers if it's more sustained. Let live create a simpler. Now program a two-bar riff. Think like this. Bar 1 is call. Give it space. Let it hook. Bar 2 is response. Make it choppier, more syncopated, more edits. You're basically writing a question, then writing an answer that has a little attitude. If you started with a synth instead, here's the move. Resample it to audio and slice that. Audio slicing plus micro fades is a huge part of that old school chop vibe. It's less perfect MIDI, more hands-on sample warfare. Now warp settings, because warp choices affect tone and groove. For stabs and short notes, use beats mode. Preserve transients, turn transient loop mode off, and push the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40%. That envelope control can make the chop feel firmer and more cut. For sustained phrases, use Complex Pro, but stay subtle with formants. 0 to 20 is usually enough. If it starts sounding plasticky, back off. And here's one of the most important jungle tricks you can do without any plugin. Microtiming. Nudge some response hits a little early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, to create urgency. Then nudge some call hits a hair late, like 5 milliseconds, to give swagger. You're literally giving them different body language. Now we gain stage. This is the fastest mix win. Put utility on each riff channel. Before you add any saturation, any bussing, any character, set the raw level so each riff channel peaks around -12 to -9 dB. Then bring in the breaks and the sub early. Don't mix riffs in solo. Jungle is context music. While balancing, keep this thought in mind. If you keep turning the riff up to feel present, it's usually not a volume problem. It's usually a cue or transient shape, or it's fighting the snare. We'll fix that properly instead of brute forcing the fader. Quick coach note here, clip gain before devices equals less harsh saturation later. When you slice to simpler, some hits will be way louder than others. 3 to 8 dB differences are common. If you drive saturator into that, it'll bite randomly, so normalize the performance first. In clip view, adjust gain, or if you're mapping slices in simpler, even out slice volumes. Then your distortion reacts musically, not unpredictably. Alright, EQ strategy. Carve like a junglist, not like a surgeon. Meaning, you're shaping roles, not chasing a perfectly flat spectrum. On the call track, EQ 8 first. High pass it, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on how busy your bass is. Then dip muddiness in the 250 to 450 range, maybe 2 to 5 dB medium Q. Add a small presence lift around 2 to 4.5 kHz if it needs to speak, and optionally a tiny shelf in the air around 10 to 12 kHz if it's dull. On the response track, go darker and more tucked. High pass higher, like 150 to 250 Hz. If it fights the snare crack, dip 3 to 6 kHz. If the response needs a little answer body without becoming bright, a small bump around 600 to 900 can work. Here's a really practical anti-mask move. Jungle snares often have a tone, a ring, around 180 to 220 Hz, plus crack around 2 to 4 kHz. If your riff feels like it's fighting the snare even at reasonable levels, don't just scoop all the mids. Instead, find the snare's ring frequency and do a narrow dip on the riff there. Use a tighter cue, like 2-4, that keeps the riff present while letting the snare lead. Now let's build the chopped vinyl character chain using stock Ableton. First, saturator, put it in analog clip mode. Drive it 2-6 dB, soft clip on. And here's your discipline. Level match. Every time, if it's louder, you'll think it's better. Adjust outputs so bypass and active are the same loudness. Next, drum bus. Yes, on riffs. This is great for ang chu and control. Keep drive in the 5-15% range, crunch 10-25, damp somewhere around 2-6k if the top gets fizzy, and turn boom off. You don't want low-end hype in a riff chain when you're trying to protect your sub. Then use transients. Add some if it needs bite, or go negative if it's too clicky. Now roar for grit and movement. Try warm first. Drive low to mid. You're aiming for texture, not destruction. A subtle LFO on filter cutoff can add that moving, lived-in feeling, like the sample's breathing. Then auto filter. This is your DJ tone control. A 12 dB low pass is a classic choice, and you can automate cutoff just a little so phrases speak. You can also use a small envelope amount so the brightness reacts to the hit. It's an old trick, but it still works because it's musical. Then echo, but controlled. Use an eighth note, a quarter note, or dotted eighth for bounce. Keep feedback like 10-25%. Filter the delay. High pass around 300-600, low pass around 6-9k. Dry slash wet 5-15%. The goal is space, not wash. In fast DNB, long reverb tails smear the groove and step on the snare. Filtered delays are usually a better old-school space. If you want extra vinyl dirt, do it as seasoning. Make a return called vinyl or dust, and a bandpass filter around 3-7k, a tiny bit of saturation, and then a gate. Feed little bits of the riff into it and gate it rhythmically so the dirt breathes with the groove. That's the difference between character and constant hiss. Now stereo control. Power in mono, width where it counts. On call, put utility and widen it a bit, something like 110-140%. Then use bass mono around 120-180 Hz so nothing down there starts wandering. This keeps your center strong with the sub. On response, often tighter is better. Width 80-110, and sometimes straight up mono hits for that bullet impact. The wide call feels like a statement. The focused response feels like a punchline. And don't just check mono once. Do it in two stages. First, solo the call and check it in mono. Does it still feel front and readable? Then check the whole loop in mono. Does the riff disappear, or does the break vanish? Put utility on the master temporarily to mono for diagnosis, then fix it on the tracks or groups. Now sidechain relationships, because this is where your clean but still hype mix really happens. On the riff boss, add compressor and sidechain it from the breaks group. Ratio 2:1-4:1. Attack 5-15 milliseconds so a little transient can still poke through. Release 50-120 milliseconds, but set it to the groove. You want maybe 1-3 dB of gain reduction on the snare hits. And here's that coach note. Sidechain that grooves, not sidechain that ducks. If you can clearly hear pumping, your release is probably too long for jungle syncopation. Adjust the release so the riff recovers before the next important ghost note or snare detail, not just before the next kick. Next, keep the sub clean. Put another compressor on call and response, or just on the riff boss, and sidechain it from your sub track. Ratio around 2:1. Fast attack, release 60-140 milliseconds. Only 1-2 dB of reduction. This is not EDM pumping. This is just making space so the sub stays the boss. If you've got low mid riff energy fighting the bass, but you don't want to thin the riff out, do a dynamic style move. Use multi-band dynamics gently on the riff boss. Tame the low band up to around 200 Hz, only when the bass hits. That's controlled, and it keeps your tone intact. Now bus glue. Make call and response feel like one weapon. On the riff bus, use glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Keep gain reduction to 1 or 2 dB max. Soft clip if you need it. Then a post-compression EQ. Tiny shelf down at 8-12k if it's harsh. Tiny dip around 300 if it's boxy. And a limiter only if you must, just catching peaks, 1 or 2 dB at most. Now we connect mixing to arrangement, because this is where the warfare energy really starts rolling. Use a 2-bar call and response template. Bar 1. Call lands early, rests a bit, maybe to pick up into beat 4. Bar 2. Response is tighter, more offbeats, maybe a reverse hit into the snare. Then automate small things that help the mix. Open the filter slightly at the end of the call, do a tiny echo throw on the last eighth note of a phrase, widen the call and narrow the response, and use one-beat dropouts. Literally mute the riff for one kick or one snare occasionally. The return feels louder and cleaner without touching the fader. Negative space is a classic jungle weapon. Want a level-up variation? Frequency split the riff bus with an audio effect rack. One chain for mid-bite, bandpass roughly 700 Hz to 5K Hz, light saturation, transient emphasis. Another chain for top air, high pass around 6 to 8K, tiny stereo widening, very short echo. Blend both quietly. This helps the riff read on small speakers without flooding the low mids. Another advanced move, automate dynamics like question and answer. Automate a compressor threshold, so the response gets half a dB to 1 dB more controlled than the call. The ear hears that is call equals assertive, response equals tucked and mean. And micro-width choreography is huge. Don't just widen and leave it. Automate width so the first call hit is narrower and later hits open up. On the response, maybe start a little wide then clamp toward mono near the snare. That's motion without adding more effects. Now let's do the mini practice exercise as your assignment in session. Make an 8-bar loop that evolves without adding new instruments. First 2 bars. Call only, response muted. Bars 3 and 4, call plus response. Bars 5 and 6, response only, and filter the call down so it's basically out of the way. Bars 7 and 8, both, with an echo throw on the last hit.